This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. On his final day of campaigning before tomorrow's election, U.S. President Donald Trump declared that in his second term, quote, "we will drain the Washington swamp and we will save the American dream," unquote. Speaking in the battleground state of North Carolina, the president promised an economic recovery amid the coronavirus pandemic. He promised to mass distribute a COVID-19 vaccine within a few weeks. Health officials, including those in Trump's administration, predict most Americans are unlikely to be inoculated before early or mid-2021. The Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, said today in Cleveland, Ohio, that the first step to beating the virus is, quote, beating Donald Trump. That's with COVID-19 cases spiking in battleground states recently, the pandemic has overshadowed many other campaign issues. Battleground states are populous states where the majority of opinion, and thus the state's electoral college votes, could decide the final outcome of the election. The candidates have been focused on those states in the final days of campaigning. Coronavirus has killed at least 231,000 people in the United States and infected more than 9.2 million, most of any country in the world. That's according to Johns Hopkins University. Biden spent Monday in two neighboring battleground states, Ohio and Pennsylvania. At a drive-in rally in Cleveland, Biden said, "We're done with the chaos, the tweets, the anger." He added, "The character of America is literally on the ballot." National polls show the former vice president with about an 8-point lead over the incumbent President Trump, but the race is significantly tighter in the battleground or swing states that will likely decide the victor. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.